You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, we are here with someone really special. It's producer Stephanie.
Hello.
For those of you who do not know who producer Stephanie is, she was integral to all of the Nintendo Minute stuffs. She was our producer for, 8 years?
She was the other person for the first many years of Nintendo Minute. And today she is here to tell all the things that we don't want to talk about Nintendo Minute.
Yikes.
She's going to tell us.
She knows all the secrets, the bad, the good, the ugly.
Everything.
Mainly the ugly.
I think we're going to find out some things for the first time.
I think so, too. I'm a little nervous.
Are you in a vindictive mood today?
No. I don't want to be boring. That's
You're not boring. You're not boring.
You need Krista's motto, ABF, always be funny.
Always be funny. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But we're so thrilled to have you here. We got tons of stories to share with you about what it was like producing Nintendo Minute. We have tons of questions from our Patreon community that they had for producer Stephanie. Also, a lot of kind messages for you as well, which was very, very heartwarming.
Yes.
And as you guys know, everything here is made possible by our wonderful Patreon family. Join us, please, on patreon.com/kitandkrista.
We are in our Patreon exclusive era right now. As we speak, our Tears of the Kingdom spoiler cast is out.
Don't listen because you didn't finish
it. Not done.
You will not be watching or listening to that.
Yeah.
Are you a Patreon subscriber? I'm going to put you on the spot
now.
Not yet. No!
Not even at the free tier?
How dare
I have
you.
Zero Patreon subscriptions.
Oh.
Okay.
But you can be my first.
Interesting. You're an interesting case study. We are also recording a video with you, Stephanie, where we're playing Disney Illusion Island, and that will be exclusively available for our Patreon subscribers at the $5 and up tier. So that's in addition to all the incredible early access, bonus Q&As, behind-the-scenes stuff we already do.
All the good stuff. Other stuff happening. We are doing a really fun vlog where we found some hidden gems once again on the eShop. This is very akin to like a Nintendo Minute video that we used to do.
One of our first.
Yeah, one of our first. Exactly. I think that was the very first Nintendo Minute
video. That's true.
Perfect.
eShop gems. But this time we're going to be playing the games in the environment that the game is set in.
Yes, a thematically accurate environment. So one of them involves us going to the laundromat.
I found a laundromat.
I will say no more. Oh, you found a laundromat.
I did.
Oh,
it's
good.
In the show notes.
I assigned
very
that to
exciting.
You. Great.
Yes.
How much Switch do you still play, Stephanie?
Like a ton.
Oh, okay.
Because of Zelda. So
yeah.
All right.
I'm on it a lot.
Are you cruising the eShop for hidden gems?
I still do. I don't do it as much as you guys, as I should, but I still love doing
that.
But you always message me all the time. You're like, hey, what indie games are you playing? What should I play?
Yes.
I'm like your indie
boomer.
I always
go through. Yes,
that's
exactly.
True. Yeah.
Now, each of these games are different. They're all really good. We're very excited for this video. So that'll be out soon-ish.
Yes. Soon-ish. That is the timing.
This last thing here off the top.
It's incredible.
I told
you about this, and I was laughing so. We have a little like Krista, Stephanie gossip chat, and we had some hot goss around this miracle that happened.
So about a month ago, we had applied to attend Nintendo Live as a family. That's the way to get in.
Oh, yeah.
We were rejected.
Yes.
And Nintendo was going through this. Where's the kit and crystal? Get that out of here. We were a little bit disappointed.
We were.
But something has happened.
Something
a miracle has happened.
Has happened.
And we're in back. We're going.
Yay! We're going. So one of our amazing Patreon community members somehow had an extra pass and kindly gifted it to us. So now we are going on Sunday. So if you're going to Nintendo Live on Sunday, look for us. We'll be the trolls terrorizing Nintendo who thought they could keep us out, but they couldn't. That'd be us.
I'm amazed that you can actually transfer. I figured it was just like locked forever to the person who won this. But no, like you were like, I don't know what I just did, but now I have these tickets in my name.
Because we were like registered as a family, I just signed us up again as a family. So somehow this whole thing kind of worked out. But yes, we are now going to Nintendo Live, which is going to be...
In addition to PAX.
Yes, in addition to PAX.
It's going
to
be incredible.
It's going to be really fun. Are you going to PAX?
I'm not. Why not? Sunday?
It's coming up the weekend of Labor Day, right? It's
always, yeah.
You should make up an excuse to
try.
Go.
I'm going to try.
We're going to
troll
like
with you guys.
You can troll with us.
Right.
And then we were going to do like a ex-Nintendo like drinkies sesh.
Oh.
So... There's many of us. There's many more of us. Yes.
Because people want, like, so your post Nintendo Live does involve some gaming.
Still does involve gaming. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we should just dive into all that good stuff. Yeah.
I think so. Yes.
So you sort of left Nintendo around the time that we did.
Yes.
But after us.
Yeah.
A little bit after us, right?
I missed you guys for a while.
Yeah. You were like still. Trapped there for a while.
Yes.
So tell us what you've been up to now since you've left.
Yeah, I think it's a little over a year now, but I've moved on to NVIDIA, and I support GeForce Now, which is cloud gaming. And so I still get to be in the gaming world,
That's cool. It's
now PC gaming, which is very different than console gaming.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a console fan like my entire life, so it's nice that I can still be like in the gaming industry. Oop. Oh no, what did I do? Technical difficulties, hold on, sorry.
Cancel?
Yes. So it's nice to still be in the gaming industry, but it's like a totally, completely new world for me. Like, I have to worry about, like, frame rates and resolutions. And before Nintendo, like, we never, like, talked about that.
Yeah,
so I was like,
what
is this stuff? So I had to, like, relearn a lot of
Are you a PC gamer now? Would you classify yourself as a PC gamer now?
I would say I'm still both.
Okay.
Both. I switch between
But you play both. Like a fair amount of PC games now, regularly, right?
I did. Before coming to Nintendo, I played a lot of Counter-Strike.
Okay.
And so Counter-Strike 2 is coming out, so I'm excited for that.
But you're much better at shooter games than we are.
It's just different. I just like having the experience.
Yeah.
You know? It's just fun to play with
like multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
But you also worked at Nintendo for like a very long time.
I did.
What was your
Did you get to 10 years?
I did. I got to 11.
You got to
wow.
11 years.
I know.
So
we're all old.
So now we can do some math here. Collectively, you and I were like 26.
Right.
Plus her 11. That's 37
almost
years.
Wow.
40 years, yeah.
Wow.
Well, we're an old person.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of years of Nintendo's service, years of service,
right.
As they call it, which was always
like it's the military or
I
something.
I know, it's a little cringy. But you were on the comms team with us, but
yep.
Tell us about like what your, besides producing Nintendo Minute,
yep.
what was your job at Nintendo?
So I started out on the comms team and did that for a couple years. So it was very like, very high level communications, government affairs, analyst relations.
So the boring
the
stuff.
Boring
the boring stuff. And then
Sacramento
Day was
which
a big one.
Which is my birthday.
That has become a meme in our group chat, which I don't understand, to be honest.
Every year, Stephanie tells me
happy
Sacramento Day on my birthday because it was one time.
It oh,
was
it's on
same,
your birthday.
It's the same day as
okay.
my birthday. Anyways.
And
so you did all that.
I did all that, and it was boring. It was a nice introduction because I switched from finance into marketing, so it was a nice kind of like foray into it. And then my break into PR came when you went on like your crazy vacation, like you go on like a month long vacation, whatever.
Unsanctioned.
And the PR team was like, "We need help," and I was just like, "Oh, me." So I stepped in, got to do a lot of the stuff that you normally do. I think the first thing we did was support PAX, actually.
Oh wow! Okay.
And then after that, I was supporting the PR team a lot more. You guys needed the resources a lot more, so we arranged a team. And then I got to move over to PR and report into you.
Yeah.
Which was like the best time of my life.
Yeah,
so.
It all worked out because there was a lot of like shifting happening. And we were already like really good friends. Yep. And I know that you had an interest in doing less of the, like the analyst corporate communication stuff and more of like the, you know, like the big game campaigns that we were working on. And so you ended up moving over, which worked out great for me. It just was fun to work with my best friend.
Yes.
as we were just talking about, once you became her boss, her career growth just hit a wall.
Hey!
And things stopped happening.
It wasn't my fault.
So what's up with that?
It wasn't my fault.
Yes, what's up with that?
So much for you.
Nintendo. Nintendo has some problems with promotions. I think we all felt the pain of that.
Except for you.
I know. What?
Guess what?
Okay. Oh, no.
Alienated. No. You and I, though, we really went through the ringer with career growth, and it was tough. You know, it's tough when you love a company and a product so much, and then you have to sort of make all these sacrifices because you're not able to, like, grow your career in a way that, you know,
you want to.
Yeah, that is something that is important to you. And yeah, that was tough to watch, and it was hard to like know that I couldn't do anything either. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh.
I know you tried.
I
know
did.
You fought for
I
me.
Fought so hard.
I know Kit did too. So
yeah, it wasn't our fault.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely. Some other people though. I don't know.
That's why we left.
then we left. But one of the fun things that we were doing, like sort of beyond our normal day-to-day jobs, was Nintendo Minute.
Yeah.
So what was your memory of like how it all started?
Well, we used to share a cube wall with each other. We sat next to each other.
That's right.
And I remember you stuck your head over one day and you were like, come here. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went over there and I don't know if you guys can tell, but like Kay and Krista were like the cool kids club at Nintendo.
Oh, we were?
Only two members.
this is the first revelation.
You guys.
I've never heard this before.
And so you were like, do you want to work on a project with me and Kit? And I was like, yeah, I want to be in the cool kids club. Like, I didn't say that to you, but I was like, I want to be in the cool kids club. So yes, I want to work on this. And I had no idea what it was. And I remember you said, oh, it's Krista's vanity project or something.
Krista's vanity project.
That's what you said to her. When it first, I remember how I was like, what do you mean?
I'm not. You said that about me.
I have to say different things to different people.
I remember he said that. And you were just like, no, it's not.
I believe that.
Oh,
she
don't
really
remember,
does have
I actually
the
don't remember this, but I believe her.
You did say
how dare you? You're the most vain one of all. You're always looking in the mirror.
I thought you'd be flattered by this.
No.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know the reason why you guys wanted to start it, because I wasn't like involved as you guys were on the YouTube channel and like the social media content creation side. But I was like, yeah, let's do it. And at first it was just like the AV team had sent over all their equipment and was like, showing me how to do it. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I was in finance before this. Like, I don't know what all this stuff is. And we just figured it out. And you and I took an editing class.
I
and
remember
I was
that.
Like, this is super fun. And I was like, can I edit these videos? So,
yeah. So you've never done anything like filming or editing or any of that?
No, I mean, I'm sure you guys could tell. Like, half the time you were like, what's wrong with this camera? Why is this lighting like this? And I'm like, I don't know.
I never said that.
You're coming off really bad.
No, but you guys had high expectations and I could not meet them at first. I was like,
whew. I think the key point here is that none of us knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Because no one knew how to do any kind of production, first of all. We were in an office where our production team was not there.
Yep.
Like, we used to call them the AV team, the audiovisual team. Oh, yeah. They were in Redmond. And that team was also not really versed in this kind of like production either, like this kind of content, because they were doing like very standard trailers, very polished. We were like, just homebrew, set up a camera, and let us do it. And we were just joking around before we started recording. You were like, you got two angles? You got two camera angles? Because they would always ask us. They're like, let's do all these different angles and do these weird things. And we're like, no, we just want to like have a very simple, like, just like we're talking to people in real life kind of feel. And I think it actually only worked that way because all of us didn't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's the only way it became like that. Sort of like cobbled together feel, because it really was kind of IRL cobbled together.
Yes,
so
it was.
I think it worked out because that established like the, you know, what Nintendo Minute was and it stayed for like a long time.
Yep.
All right. Did we talk about why you left Nintendo yet?
No. Why are you looking at me?
Oh, I was trying to keep
track. Let's talk about it. So what happened?
I mean, I think I've listened to your guys' podcast, what you guys have talked about. It's pretty much the same reason, and you kind of alluded to it, too. The main one is you know, that we love the brand so much and we were putting so much of ourselves into it. And then I was not having like any luck with getting promoted. And then when they closed the Redwood City office, it was kind of like a veil was like taken off my head. Like, what am I doing with my career? And so, you know, I really looked at what I was doing at Nintendo, if I wanted to stay there long term. And it was great because I got to do a lot of like cool stuff at Nintendo that I probably wouldn't have been able to do anywhere else. And I decided it was just time to move on. You guys had left. It was just like, well, it's not the same old Nintendo. Reggie had been gone for a while, so
yeah.
At that point, it was like it felt really different to be there, and you know, I didn't want to move to Seattle. All my family is here, you know, my support system is here, and so you know, I decided to kind of look around. I didn't think I could get into NVIDIA because you know they've been rated number one to work for a very long time.
They're like one of the best companies in this area to work for, and, like maybe in like in the country to work for.
Yeah, and you know, once I went over, I could see why, but it was just like. I didn't hold out any hope that I could get in, and I somehow snuck in and got in. I don't know how.
It's because you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. But
it is. But that's the thing with Nintendo, too. It like breaks you down. It breaks down your confidence.
It does.
Because you do feel like a lot of times, and I think this is why a lot of people don't leave. Like, yes, the brand like holds them, and it held us for a long time, but it kind of like breaks down your confidence in a way where you're like, I can never get a job anywhere else after this. Like, I definitely had that feeling. Like, there were definitely times where I thought about leaving before the office closed.
Yeah,
I remember. And I would have that fear, like, there's no one else that would hire me. Mm-hmm. Like, no one would want me.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's so scary.
It is, yeah.
And then you leave and you're like, wait a second.
I can do this.
I can totally do this.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell you in our meetings. You're unhirable. Nobody would want you. You're, so just don't even look.
Don't even do
don't
your
bother.
Don't do your vanity projects. You're not hireable. Like,
you're a mess.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, we're getting into the hard questions now.
Oh, the hard.
No.
This is a prize.
Would you have not seen these?
You have not seen these in advance.
What is your least favorite episode of Nintendo Minute?
Least?
One you hate.
Oh.
Hate.
Okay, I'm going to say I hate this one not because the content was bad. But
don't cop out.
It was so hard to edit, we had a second editor, actually, that was working on it. So she and I would switch off on videos, and we try to keep it consistent, one voice and, like, same editing work. But you can kind of tell if you go back through the videos, like, one was edited by her,
you can
one
tell.
Was me.
Yeah.
And so we had to collaborate on this, and this is when you guys went to Nintendo Live in Japan.
Oh.
And it was, like, the most, some of the footage you guys shot was, like, very, like, raw, like, the sound was like terrible, and we were just like, "How are we supposed to edit this?
We're not editor pros."
500
decibels Splatoon concert.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
And the footage was like was coming in piecemeal, and
that was so hard.
It was hard. I think it was the second vlog that we did, but like we wanted to get it out like right away to keep it timely, and so like she and I were like stressed out, like, "Oh my gosh, how do we put this together? And this is really bad. How do we make it look better?" And like, you know, we're you know, amateurs at editing, so we were just like cobbling it together and like, will they be satisfied with this? Like, we had we were scared of you guys for
you're,
sure.
You're a tyrant. You see?
I
remember,
true.
And we were just like, "Oh no, it looks so bad." And then you guys saw, and you guys are like, "This is great." And I was like, oh my god,
it's
but I remember
him, right?
being
it's
so
it's
stressed
me.
Out.
It's definitely Kid. He's scary.
I can't tell when it's coming from you or him because you will deliver like news that he doesn't want to say to me.
That's true.
Really?
You always do that.
You make
to
her
me.
Deliver
Such
the bad news because she says it so nicely to me. And so I know Kit just wants to go up to me and be like, "Do it better.
You
so,
suck."
Exactly.
There's no filter for you now, though, is there?
No, not at all.
You just get it.
Well, I just tell it to myself. I'm like, "You're a terrible editor. Do this better."
Again, unhirable.
Unhirable.
No, that's what I need. That's why I love you so much.
All right.
Aww. You never hide behind anything.
I really want to know about this next question.
Oh boy.
When was a time where one or the both of us made you mad?
Oh, like all the time. It was like every week. It was like I would have the video ready like on Thursday. I'm like, "Oh, I'm good to go." And then we need a last minute change. And I was like editing like the oldest MacBook or whatever.
That MacBook really
hated
was bad. You also
you
dropped
drop
it a number
it
of times and you
once.
Stepped on it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of also your
fault.
Yes.
So I admit that. But like then on Friday, you would come in with like one of you would come with, I could never tell if it was like a kid edit. Sometimes I could tell if it was a kid edit or a Krista edit.
Keep you on your toes.
Yes. And then I would like call all together and then it would take forever to render. And then like 2:57, Krista would eye me and be like, Kit wants to know if it's ready to go. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's what the videos would go like.
I swear it was like that, like every week.
It was like that.
You were faking this, where you're like, oh, Kit really wants to know, but you were the one who wanted to know.
No, that's not true.
I think it was you.
That's not true at all. It was definitely you.
Every single time.
You're like, is it ready yet? Do you think it's ready? Do you want to ask her? You would always ask me to ask her.
You wanted to know too, though.
Well, I wanted to know.
And then you put it on me.
You did too.
Kit's really mad. He wants to know.
That's exactly. And I'm like, oh no!
Can't wait.
Fridays were stressful. Fridays at 3 p.m. were so stressful for me. And I remember this one time.
They were stressful.
At 3:05, I had uploaded the video. I was like, oh, it's great. And you iron and you're like, it's not on the page. And I was just like, what do you mean it's not on the page? And there's some error happening where the newest video wasn't showing at the front.
Or there was like some typo in the title. I know. Or there's a thing. That was my fault, though, because I used to write
Stephanie, titles and thumbnails. No typos, though.
I never had any typos.
Now my life is nothing but typos.
You know who had the worst typos is the other editor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Producer Hannah?
Producer Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine.
Really?
Had a lot of typos.
It was really funny because I remember when she started, you were like, she still has the fear of us. You don't. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I still
so
have
it's time to bring that back.
Exactly. I was like, no, I'm still scared of you guys.
Never said that.
Come with me. God.
I don't want to disappoint you guys ever.
Oh, no.
Oh, this podcast isn't working out.
This is off the rails. It's been like 10 minutes.
Are we kind of, what is the most stressful thing you had to do for Nintendo? You kind of said that. Is there anything else? What else was stressful?
Anytime we had to do game capture, because of that one time.
Yeah.
It was
with Capcom.
Yes, right? Capcom.
We had our own snafu last week, though. So.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
I only recorded audio.
That's right.
And then I think the other stressful thing that would stress all of us out collectively was when there is like a legal review.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
because
gosh,
usually
yeah.
our videos didn't go through legal review because we were like under some like special approvals, carte blanche, which was kind of nice.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask questions. I don't know how we got away with it for so long.
Because then on other, like Nintendo Power Podcast, I was like, oh, we can definitely get that for that. And they're like, nope.
Absolutely not.
We're going to review this, and you're going to say the Nintendo Switch Family of Systems TM every single time.
They did. They were like, the Legend of Zelda video game. Like, you had to say it like that. And then Chris Slate got all worked up. He was in a tizzy all the time. Oh,
no.
Legal's going to make me say it 50 times.
I'm going to the slammer.
It's too long. He had the fear. I'm sure he did.
He had a huge fear.
Yeah.
Not of us, but of legal.
Yes, of legal.
But yeah, anytime we had to do any legal review, it was like a huge thing of like, oh, this video is going to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going.
Have you ever guys gone into the SharePoint and looked at the actual like legal requirements? Because like, They were trying to reduce how much like would need to go through legal review, and so they were saying like this is what needs legal review, this is what needs to be reviewed ahead of time. And Nintendo Minute was listed on there as we have to send the scripts in every week, and I didn't notice that until like 5 years later.
The script
later,
didn't exist,
like,
so we checked,
exist.
Did it. so we did.
Yeah.
It, technically.
So they always ask for scripts, and I was like, you know, it's not scripted. So
that's true. They would always ask.
A lot of people
that.
Didn't know that though.
It was not scripted.
I know, that's crazy. Because
how can you script this?
No.
We're
exactly.
just screaming at each other for 30 minutes. Like, how can you script it?
All right, next question. So around maybe 2018-ish, the Content Lab came in to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So we added producer Jasmine, producer Ryan as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a bigger team, but it meant like your role kind of got spread out amongst a bunch of people. How did you feel about this, truly, deeply?
I mean, I was perfectly okay with it because they actually knew way more than I did.
They were
like
professionals.
Editing.
This was
they
their
were,
job.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That was
I mean,
the
they had
job.
A background in production.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were good at like handling the camera and stuff, I thought.
Yeah. And like troubleshooting. That was my main thing. Like I could go put the camera on, press, you know, the button. But if you guys ask me to like change any settings, I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I have to Google it. And
watch
if anything
YouTube
went
video.
Wrong, I remember like the card would stop recording after 10 minutes. So we would do increments.
I don't know how we fixed that
or how they fixed it. But
you ask people like, yeah, a lot of DSLRs, they just stop after 15 minutes, but you just deal with it. Like, that sounds terrible.
That sounds better.
Why do we
shoot on an iPhone now that can just go forever.
It just doesn't, we never have an issue. We shoot a 2-hour podcast.
Look into a roofie mirror.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's
the recording.
So yeah. I was happy when they came on board, and then I got to just edit videos, which was like the more fun part for me. Like,
yeah.
the actual like point and shoot and getting all the lights ready and no, I couldn't. It was stressful.
Yeah. Fortunately, we gelled with them pretty quickly. Yeah. It was not like a weird, awkward feeling out period.
Right. They were both awesome. Yeah. And like, I think they totally got like what we wanted to, like what we wanted Nintendo Minute to be. Yeah. And I was a little nervous too when that happened because I was like, oh, this bigger team is going to be like touching all of
this. Tell us what to do.
And have the same voice.
Yeah. Well, that, what it feels still like Nintendo Minute because it took us so hard to like hone that and then like, keep that as the company did all crazy stuff around us. You know, it was like such a hard thing to just hold on to, but it was okay.
So producer Ryan is still at Nintendo. Producer Jasmine, not. When are we having her on?
Oh.
She, I bet, would have a good tell-all.
She'd
be mad about different things about that you did
off-site.
To her.
Off-site things, right?
We could do one where, like, because you did, like, the first part of Nintendo Minute, and then she did sort of the second part. Yeah. The Nintendo Minute of the later years. Yeah. You did Nintendo Minute of the early years. So we could have her on talking about that. Okay, yeah, she's in this area still.
She is.
Yeah.
She's still doing a lot of
good stuff. We
could
totally have her on. We could grill her about the typos.
Exactly. Well, you can talk to each other about the typos.
Yeah,
and you can share a dictionary
problem.
Or something.
A thesaurus?
Yeah. No, a dictionary.
Autocorrect.
What is one thing you have always wanted to tell us, but you never did? Expletive free, please.
What do you mean?
Instead of telling you, can I just punch you in the face?
That actually kind of ties back to the other question. Like, when have you guys made me mad? And I remember when Nintendo Minute was really starting to take off, and it was starting to be like, people were starting to notice it internally, like up to Reggie, they were up to Japan, they were all noticing it. And then I remember you sat me down in a meeting with producer Hannah, and you were like,
where was I?
You were still there. I think you were in there too. But you were like, you told me, this is your job now. And I was just like, what the heck?
I did?
I'm like, is it my official job title now? And so I remember just being like angry, like, not mad, but I was just like,
you were her boss.
A bad
you told
job
her this.
Or something? Like,
you laid down the law.
I was like, you guys need to be on it. Like, perfect. And I was just like,
I said that? Okay.
Like, what?
It's terrible. Wow, I must have.
Well, it felt like you were under pressure from,
I don't know, I
somebody,
was
whoever was like, you guys got to bring up the content, like the quality.
I don't remember this at all, so I'm sure, I'm sorry.
No.
Blacked out in a
I just remember being like, what the heck? I'm so mad.
This is my life.
I was like, am I getting paid more to do this as my official job?
As your boss? Nope.
No one got paid.
Obviously. You guys were doing it too without like more pay.
So funny.
I just remember like, what? What? Do I get a promotion on this? Or?
This is hilarious.
This is awesome. I do not remember this at all.
I remember it very clearly.
Wow. Wow, I was mean.
Well, I mean, you were doing your job as a girl boss.
This is rough. I really want to know about this one, too. Ooh. What did other people in the office ask you about Nintendo Minute? Things they would probably never ask
oh
us.
Oh, my gosh. Is Kit really like that? No one believes you were like that in real life.
Because I'm a major introvert.
Like outgoing.
I don't want to talk to people in the office. I just have my head down. I'm getting out of whatever public place I need to be in.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't
That's
blame
a good
you.
Question.
Yeah. I don't blame you. But they would always ask me, they're like, is that just a character? Is he really like that? I'm like, no, he's really like that.
Who wrote the script for him to be like that?
Legal did.
Legal.
Be outgoing.
Be outgoing, normal, and friendly.
They came up with ABF.
It was them all along. Oh, I could see that. I guess I never saw the other kid because I just...
I could see that coming up a lot.
Yeah. So they always ask me, like, is that a character? Is he really like that? What do you do to turn him on? We don't do anything.
Hey.
That's just what he's doing. Like, as soon as he's talking about
you
something
do a sexy
he likes,
dance?
Yeah. No. Then, yeah. So that was the number one question.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, wow.
What about her, though?
Well, she was the same. Like, whether she was recording or walking around the office working, so...
Yeah,
there's no mysteries there.
There's no mystery. Yeah. See what you get.
How are you holding up, Stephanie? I know she's difficult.
Hey,
I was a good employee.
You were. I know, you were.
That's what I would tell her after you would ever come out with her head down after getting ranted at in your office.
No, I
would
never.
Okay, Stephanie.
I never ranted. Apparently, I did rant at her once.
Why did this question get here?
What question?
Do you like more Krista? Kit or Krista? You have to pick one. How did this get here?
Do you like
I didn't put this
question.
On.
It's obviously Krista.
Are you sure?
Yay!
Because
you're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
You're afraid.
Krista is my favorite. I'm
All right.
Krista.
Now we are on
but
to
I still love you, Kit.
Some wonderful questions from our Patreon community.
Yes. Can I look at them now?
Yes, they're right there.
Yay.
First is from Paul Gale. Hi, Stephanie. Ooh. First of all, thank you for your contributions to Nintendo over the years, for your years of service. Yes. As for my question, what are some of your favorites, all-time Ooh. Favorite video game, console, character, and controller? Stay happy and healthy. You, though, this reminds me, when we would have a new person join the team, you had a trademark question.
You do.
And so did I. Yes. But your question was?
It was always, if you were on a deserted island, what would you bring in terms of a video game, a book, and a food?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then.
And that was always very illuminating. And my question was, list your three favorite nuts.
And then you retired that question.
I tried to.
But then it came back.
It kept coming back.
People wouldn't let it go away.
Yeah. But then someone answered acorn. And then that was the end of that. We can have that person on next time.
Yes. You have to have them on.
My wonderful, perfect new employee said acorn. And I was like, maybe somewhere people eat an acorn. I don't know. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it was
intervene
like your new direct report that you had just hired. I was like, okay,
yeah, he was not a good one for him that day.
Like, we were all. There was a cricket in the room. Like,
don't think he understood the question.
He revealed that he was nervous.
Yes,
that was the thing that you say when you're nervous. Acorn.
Acorns. I love acorns.
Sorry, we're gonna give him so much.
But now the hot lights are on you. Video game, console, character, and controller. Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, yes. Paul, yes. Let me think about it. My all-time video game and console, kind of related, it's Wind Waker. And it's because I have some good memories just tied to it with a really close friend. So that was on GameCube. And I remember the fact that, not Double Dash, was it Double Dash? The one where you switch.
Yeah, Double Dash.
Yeah, that was my favorite game on there besides Wind Waker. So those two kind of go hand in hand. Character, that's a good one. What would you say for your favorite
character? For you?
Now I need to look around.
No,
look around.
Well, you can,
this
you can
Locky
pass.
Too.
You can pass it.
His favorite character
I would say
is Locky.
Maybe Kirby.
All right.
Oh, Kirby's a good one.
Yeah.
Always a winner. Mine's Yoshi.
Well, Yoshi's a good one. Because you can do the voice.
Whoa.
maybe we need to practice that one. Controller. Probably the Wii controller. My Joy-Cons right now have some crazy drift. Yes.
Do you have Joy-Con drift?
So bad. Like, I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom, and Link walks off cliffs, like, all the time now. Like,
I can't get drift on a Wiimote.
What's happening?
Can't do it.
You can waggle. You can waggle, but you can't
waggle
drift.
Waggle to your heart's content.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Okay, very illuminating. Chase Yama asks, the legendary producer, Stephanie, first off, thank you so much for your work on Nintendo Minute. As someone with an interest in production, I would love to know, how did the production of Nintendo Minute change through the years? I think it's really cool to look back on the humble beginnings of Nintendo Minute to the high-quality series it turned into. And a bonus question, could you give us the definitive truth behind the drama of the Nintendo HQ shopping spree episode? Were you there for that one?
No,
I don't think
Jasmine.
You were.
Not
on that one.
Yeah,
involved,
not,
no. Not responsible.
Look at how quickly, look at how nervous you got.
She's not going
to
let me
We don't
answer.
Need to talk about that. Let's move on.
I don't remember what the
not
drama was.
Involved. Well, they didn't press record, remember?
Yeah, I made snafu. That mistake before.
Another snafu.
No, but that was especially bad.
We've talked about
no.
that.
Yeah. What say you about the production stuff?
Production stuff. I mean, it really got better because we brought official people on. But I mean, in the beginning, like my version of like lighting you guys, we were in that really shiny press room with the Zelda motif and everything. And like all the lights would reflect off the walls. Mm-hmm. And so my version of lighting was put the lightings on you guys. And then we had track lighting from the top. And then I would move your head to block the, the reflection. Or I'd move the camera to like not see it. Yeah. But then if you guys like slightly like went like that, it would like show up. And I'm like, no.
Don't move your head
at all.
Like,
don't move. But it was a lot of that Googling, asking our back then what was called the AV team, and just kind of learning on our on my own and
learn on the job.
Through experience. And then with editing, we started out with Final Cut. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And I remember we transitioned over to Premiere Pro, or just Premiere, because one of the comments on the videos was like, oh, whoever is editing this video, just use like her iPhone to do this. Like those transitions are so bland. And I was so hurt by it.
Oh, these
and I was so sad.
Brutal.
I was like, oh, I'm never looking at the comments again. But so after that, we went to Premiere, which was a lot more like hands-on, manual, a lot more work. But like I could do a lot more things with it.
Right, right.
So
fun fact, you edited the last Nintendo Minute episode.
I did.
And then you also edited our first video that we ever did under like the Kit and Krista brand or whatever we want to call it.
I remember because it's so secret though, because I was still like working for Nintendo.
I know.
You're like, don't tell anyone.
But it was so funny. It was like the end of something and then the beginning of something. You were always been involved in all of that. So your production stuff, you kept up with it, which is really cool.
Yeah. It's really
and I've asked you so many questions now that I'm editing all that stuff. I'm like, how do I do this?
It's amazing.
I'm like, how do I keyframe? I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know. I was like, I had to show you picture in picture. And I was like, it's really hard to explain.
It is
like,
hard
I have to
like,
explain.
Do
it.
Yeah.
To explain
it. I think it's so true that it's just doing it just helps, you know?
Mm-hmm. Noah Sanchez is next. How was it like recording and editing the last episode of Nintendo Minute?
Oh, here we go.
I know that it seemed quite sudden at the end, and we could tell it was a bit emotional on camera. I'm wondering how it felt from Stephanie's perspective, and if the process of wrapping up and posting this episode was a bit different from the usual. Thanks, and loved all your great work on Nintendo Minute.
Yes, I remember. So I didn't actually, this was during the pandemic still. So the office was closed
when
we were
recording.
Strict
about who could come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it was strict about who can come in. So I pretended that I wasn't going to come in because it was actually Jasmine and Ryan that recorded it for you. But they told me about it. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to come in at the end and surprise them. And I think I brought like a cake or something.
You did. And I cried.
So as soon as you guys did the whole Nintendo Minute is Never a Minute, I like went through the door and was like, surprise.
And you had Canna on the computer.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
She was in pregnancy. So she was like holding the computer and a cake, I think. It was really cute.
Like Jasmine had called me secretly from her phone so I could hear when you guys were gonna be done and wrapping it up.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think we ever did anything with the footage.
We have it
somewhere.
Has it. Yeah. I think maybe Jasmine has it.
No, I think I have it.
Oh, you have it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you should have everything. But It was very emotional, but I came in to surprise you at the end.
That was nice.
Yeah. That was so nice.
Drew is next. Were there any special steps you would take when working with Kit and or Krista specifically in order to make your job easier? Something that would pass on to the others if you were unable to be there on a given day. For example, make sure Kit has a snack or tell Krista to be there 10 minutes earlier than expected because she's always late. This sounds like, how are you managing difficult people is really the crux of this question.
We did not because we were terrified of you guys. Like... You guys just operate on your own time and schedule. If you guys were late, you guys were late. It was fine, whatever.
Mostly
we just dealt with it. We rolled with it.
Maybe because we needed a coffee.
You're not a snacker. Yeah.
You don't snack.
No.
I
you guys
need
your coffee runs.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do anything. This is a very smart comment. I probably should have done more to like make you guys happier. But no, I was not that prepared. So
the one thing we always wanted, and one day we're going to do it. We wanted an omelet station outside.
For the talent. That's
Like the, you know, like they have it.
I feel like a star.
On TV sets. What is it called? Craft services.
Craft services.
Craft services.
Have an omelet station.
We should do that. Then me and my mom can make you an omelet.
So you can go have your, you know, Spanish omelet and then roll right into filming.
That sounds nice.
Right.
I think the only thing we ever got you guys was a refrigerator, right? A
little
mini fridge.
Oh, yeah. We got a mini fridge for waters and
for
stuff.
For waters.
Yeah.
We had that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
She didn't even know. So it didn't even matter.
There you go.
At least you had some.
Mm-hmm.
Our last question is from Kilo Kibo. Hi, producer Stephanie. You are a legend among the Kit and Krista community. What was your favorite episode of Nintendo Minute? And spicy question, what did you think of the many comments on Nintendo Minute saying that Kit and Krista secretly hated each other?
Oh, this is a really, really good question. And I love your guys' community. You guys, you have like the most wholesome community.
I know.
Every time
feel
I jump
free
onto
to
the live stream.
Part of it.
I know. I try.
There's a free
There's so much happening. But yes, every time I jump into a live stream, everyone's so welcoming, so nice. So it's very nice to see this comment. My favorite episode, and it's going to be against Kate, I'm sorry, but was the Splatoon in Santa Monica Nintendo Minute. That was the first time I think we did a vlog.
That was the first, like, outside of a studio shoot.
Yeah, that's true. That was a great one.
I don't know how we did that with the equipment and know-how we had that.
Stephanie literally held the camera up.
You, like,
a GoPro,
and ran alongside.
Just followed you guys constantly.
It looked so cool.
It
turned out so good.
We had so much footage.
Remember when Kit fell, though?
That was the best. That's why it was my favorite video, because when you did the obstacle course, you just fell on your
butt. But I won.
And we made it, I think we repeated it in the video.
Slow motion. Boom, boom, boom.
It was a good fall.
Yeah, it was a very good fall. And I remember you guys made me do the obstacle course too. I didn't want to at first, but
it was fun.
You guys are like, when are you ever going to have a chance to do the Splatoon obstacle course?
It's
and I was
true.
Like,
that's right.
Okay. Everyone
once
had to
in
do
a
it.
Lifetime.
Yes. Yeah. It was really fun.
It was very cold that day.
Oh my gosh.
But it was so, it was
it
so
was
much
raining
fun.
Like the night before.
It rained. Yeah. We couldn't believe it. We're like, when does it rain in LA, you know?
On the day we come with the Splatoon.
Yeah, I guess
obstacle
so.
Course.
So you didn't answer the question.
Oh, spicy question, yes.
About us hating each other.
I always got sad about that because obviously you guys didn't hate each other. And
sad.
Like, because I'm just like, I want to be able to tell everyone, like, they don't hate each other. They, like, are really good friends. And it was just, it made me sad every time I saw the comments because I'm like, I can't answer this. Like, I wanted to go on the Nintendo account and be like, they don't hate each other.
You two would also lord over me, like, we can see the hidden comments
weird hidden comments.
And it was like, I don't care. I can imagine what they are. Mm-hmm. But you were like, you can't see those.
There's some about you, Kit. There's a lot of
not like
spicy
you.
Ones for you. No, there were some spicy
they
ones.
Like you too much.
And I remember after a while, there was one commenter who would always comment about you. And I was like, if you ever went missing, this is who I would point police to.
You were like, the police would like, start look at me. Start with this person.
Yes,
that's right. I
remember.
That person was a little creepy.
I kept screenshots of that. Just
in case.
Because I was
some
like,
sort of kidnapping situation.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Wow. All
right.
Well, we made it through the questions.
Wow. That was a lot of new information.
There was. You are
good info.
Having a deep breath after getting through this, aren't you?
It wasn't that bad, right?
Not for me, it was great.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said about you?
Just kidding. All right.
Okay,
we're
games.
On to the games we're playing. For some reason, you put games Stephanie are playing at the end. I want to start with that.
Yeah, what are you playing,
What are you
Stephanie?
Playing?
So I'm playing a couple of games, mostly Tears of the Kingdom, because that is the easiest thing that can fit into my life at this point. I'm running all over the place all the time. And then I've been playing a lot of games on PC through GeForce Now, and I just recently started Remnant 2, which is crazy and very different than what I normally play, but, like, it's very exciting. And I have, like, a small gaming group that have been trying to get me to play. I'm still on the tutorial.
So what is that? That's one of those games that, like, came out of nowhere, and I just saw a lot of people talking about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from Gearbox. Really interesting. I still don't really know what the point of this, what I'm supposed to be doing, because it's, like, huge. And, like, you have different, like, archetype classes, so you can pick the one that best suits you.
Okay.
But
it's multiplayer.
It is multiplayer. I think, like, up to 3 or 4. And there's friendly fire on. So you have to pick who you're playing with wisely, otherwise there can be some trolling going on.
Yeah.
You can put your dog in the game, which is always a good indicator.
A good indicator of a good game.
Yep.
What class did you pick?
I haven't picked one yet. I'm still in the tutorial.
Okay.
And they're trying, my game group trying to be like, come on, hurry up and get through
it.
Hurry
up and get through
so we can play. So I'm gonna play.
Does this have any Destiny? Because you were a
huge
Destiny
player. I was a huge Destiny player. I would play until like 5 in the morning.
We used to play together, and then we had some other people try to play with us, and I didn't like that.
I know, because they would ruin our vibe.
They would kill the vibe, yeah.
Why are you just running out without us? There was one Nintendo person.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why don't you stay with us?
I'm still a little bit mad at him, honestly.
I know.
So anyways,
like, So that was very fun. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing
your Pikmin?
Pikmin 4. So it continues that we are juggling a lot of games. So I haven't made like huge progress on any of these, but something I did unlock in Pikmin 4, and I think I'm about halfway-ish through the game now. I saw there's 6 total environments, and I'm pretty much done with the third one. I like the third one a lot. It's sort of like a beach kind of thing where the tide goes in and out.
Oh, cool.
But I unlocked the Night Expeditions, which are new. And basically, it's like you're trying to collect some resource, which, you know, there's those guys who have, like, plant heads.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, the cure to change them back to normal. So that's how you get more people into your crew who will do different things for you. And that mode is very much like tower defense, where they have... So you're trying to collect this thing, which will give you that resource, but there's kind of just like waves of enemies that come at you. So you have a special... You only have one type of Pikmin, and you... I only did the first one, which was pretty easy, but you knock them out and you don't need to... You don't want to get your base destroyed, otherwise you kind of game over. So I don't really like tower defense. I think I'll just do the bare minimum on this mode.
And then move on to
and go back to the to the normal mode. But that's kind of the new thing that I am doing in Pikmin now.
Are you a Pikmin player?
I play, but I get really anxious because I cannot lose a Pikmin.
Me too!
I will restart.
You and I are so
and
similar with some of our gaming
habits
and also the things that just irk us. Which this game has, because they're too—it's too cute. Like I can't lose them. It's too sad.
No, I can't.
Now you have there is the rewind.
Oh, there is.
But
I mean, we had that in the Wii U version.
I think Pikmin 3 had the rewind, right?
I don't do it unless there's like something catastrophic that happens.
Yeah, the thing is
because I don't care.
It will take you forever to get.
I have so many Pikmin.
Oh my god, see, this is why.
I got so many.
This is why.
Save your Pikmin.
I know. I couldn't do it, and it'd be impossible to get through this game. Like I could never get through it. It's like 30 hours, right?
That's what I've heard. Yeah,
it's a huge game.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it again. Like every night, I have like a half dozen games. It's like, well, which one's it going to be tonight? I can't play them all, and I'm keep going back to that game.
Keep going
so
back to it.
There's something to it.
You have made the executive decision to put Final Fantasy down and watch the rest of the story.
I'm going
to
finish this game by watching it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because you and I are starting Diablo soon.
You want to play Diablo?
Oh my god, I'll try.
You don't need to play this Remnant whatever.
Come on.
It's not something I wanted to do. I sort of did it under duress. But my thinking was like, well, I only got about halfway through that game. There's so many other big games that I'm going to need to play. And at this point, I am most invested in the story. I feel like I have experienced most of what the game has to offer from the gameplay. I've watched some of the big boss fights. I did not feel like I have left out on anything there.
Okay. Up to you.
And, you know, some of the big scenes where they're just sort of exploring an area, I can kind of zip through those.
Right.
And pretty efficiently get through it.
Right.
And it's working great so far. I'm very happy with this.
Yeah. I am about... I'm
You're very close, it sounds.
Final stretch here. I think I'm like two chapters from the end at this point. And it is such an amazing game. Like, the reviews really got to me for this game. And, like, I was really disappointed to read those reviews that were like, oh, the game starts out so strong, and then, like, towards the end, it really, like, has, like, this, like, sort of moment in the middle of the game where it just, like, falls apart.
Still time.
Oh, it can't be. It's only, like, two chapters left.
And like Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
Fumbles the bag at
the last episode. You would like this game, Stephanie, because you and I are both huge, like, Game of Thrones fans, and this is basically, like, a copy of Game of Thrones, but in video game form. Like, they have so many things. They're not even trying to hide the fact. They call one of the areas the Narrow Sea. They have a thing that's called, like, the Free City.
There's a lot of
bend the knee talk. There's a lot of small council meetings.
I'm into this.
Do you have a PS5? What system? What systems do you currently have?
I do have a PS5. I've never had an Xbox.
Oh, really?
So, and then I have a PC, and then my Nintendo Switch console.
Yeah.
Oh, I said the whole
Nintendo
thing.
Nintendo Switch console.
It's so trained in me.
No,
it's so bad. Okay, Switch.
Because you're such a big Call of Duty. You always played Call of Duty on PlayStation.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did play a lot of that.
Are you still big into Call of Duty?
Not as much.
Really?
Ever since Destiny, like that took over.
Was a replacement for your COD.
No, my COD.
Don't call it COD. But yeah, you should play this game if you have a PS5. It's really good.
I mean, it's
just a lot. It's a long game, you know?
After Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, that's what I did. I played it after Tears of the Kingdom. And yeah, like I have all of the powers now, the icons. Ooh. So I unlocked my last one last night, which is very exciting. My whole like little icon wheel is all filled out, and I'm ready. I'm ready for this final boss. Like, it feels good. I want to see the ending to the story. Like, it's very dramatic, and yeah, I'm excited to wrap this game up.
Then Diablo. That's right.
Yeah.
One game I did wrap up is Viewfinder.
Ooh.
Which is short. It's a shorter game, but
it sounds interesting.
I love this
is
game.
On PS5 too.
Beginning to end. They keep introducing new things and kind of new twists on the mechanic that are so interesting. And one kind of in the last chapter that they introduce, which I kind of wish they had more stages to let you experiment with more, is basically like what you do in Portal, where there's a stationary camera and you can take a picture of yourself. And then when you lay down that picture, you basically teleport to that spot.
So there's like a mind, like your brain is
bending.
Mind bending.
So there's a lot of stuff where there's something that's like in a cage that you can't get to.
Oh, so you picture yourself.
So you have to teleport in, but you need to have a picture to get out too. So you can get trapped.
I mean, but you're not usually into puzzle games.
This one, something about this one, it's like more intuitive and there's multiple solutions to it.
You like Portal though, right?
I do like Portal.
So then that,
I didn't have too many. I did come upon a few puzzles in the later half that there was one section of the game where like they had some new mechanic or some new rule to the world that I never totally grasped. So I was like, I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to do. So on some of those I did use a guide, but they moved on to something else. And then there were also some puzzles that went back to that thing I loved at the beginning of the game where you totally change the art style into something else.
Yeah, I like that.
Like you would there would be like a number of things you would have to walk through, and you have to do it like in a certain sequence to get through an area.
Okay.
Because each art style would unlock a door, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really great. So I'm very certain this is going to be in my top 10 games of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where it's going to go in that
list,
I don't know.
Totally unexpected, random GDC find.
Yeah, super great.
Didn't even want to play this game at first when we saw it, and then ended up being like on your
super cool
top 10 list, which is
incredible.
Cool. It's the best when you find these indie games, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys are really good at that.
Disney, we're going to play this game later. It's a couch co-op, so it's really fun.
Ooh,
you and I are both like pretty big Disney fans,
I
think. Yeah. Kit, not as much of a Disney fan, but I'm turning him slowly, which is
good.
Well, I like Donald Duck, so I get
there
to be Donald Duck.
Okay.
Something I didn't realize about this game is it's basically like a Metroidvania
It is.
Game.
It's like
which
a
was surprising.
It's like an easy, chill Metroidvania plus like the kind of like how you do a Kirby platformer where it's very forgiving.
Yes.
Like you have all these mechanics like wall jumps and long jumps and, you know, to make it easy for you to traverse the environment. But the maps are huge. And you're going back to unlock doors and find keys. And really fun. And fun to play. I haven't played yet in, like, multiplayer mode. Except for when I saw...
I don't think any of us have,
When I saw the game earlier. But it'll be fun to play with, like, more characters, you know?
Yeah, I want to see what the upcoming abilities are. Because my first impression was like, oh, this is very... simple, but then it is cool when you get new mechanics because it's Metroidvania, so that's how you get to different areas.
Yeah.
So I have the wall jump and the long jump too, but I got those really early on, so I'm sure there's a lot more that you can do. So,
and I haven't yet to fight like a true kind of boss yet either.
I wonder how they would even do that because like the enemies in this game, you just avoid them.
I saw it when I saw the preview, and I think you have to like knock objects into.
Okay.
The enemy, so I'm interested to see how that plays out because I haven't done like sort of a big battle like that yet. So I'm excited to play with you guys later. And then last thing here is Oracle of Ages. So did you play any of the Oracle games?
I didn't either
and I missed these games on Game Boy, so I've been playing them on the Nintendo Switch Online thing. They just dropped these. And I really like it.
Which
so
one are you
far.
Playing?
Ages.
Okay.
See, it says right there, Oracle.
Oh, I see. So what is
reading.
The difference for people who don't know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just randomly
good
picked
answer.
One. But I think I picked the right one because I think everyone's like, oh, I like Ages more.
Well, there seem to be, like I saw you posting some zeets.
Oh,
as
the
they
zeets.
Call them now, tweets. and people were saying, oh, the... version in this game of this thing is much better. There seems to be a lot
Maku
of
tree.
Strong opinions.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what exactly...
is the difference?
How much is different here?
You know what is kind of refreshing about this game is that after Tears of the Kingdom and just being almost overwhelmed daily, and I'm sure you're experiencing this too, by all things that is possible to you in Tears of the Kingdom,
yes.
it's kind of nice to go back to like a very simple, I mean, it didn't seem simple at the time, I don't think, but now when you play a game like this, it's like a very simple, you know, top-down Zelda game that has dungeons, but the dungeons are also like, you know, done in a way where it's very just, the dungeons
linear,
are
linear.
But yeah, they're more linear. Even like the dungeon map, it's just a bunch of squares that you fill in. And I'm like, this is strangely satisfying and nice because
it's like a report card for you.
I'm not going to get, yeah, it's like, I'm just going to check off this list. Like, yeah. It's fine, you know? I did play through the first dungeon. I'm on my way to the second dungeon. And it was very, like, refreshing almost to play kind of like a simple Zelda game again. So I really like it.
I actually think I did play some of the older Zelda games because I was like, I don't recognize. And I was like, oh, wait, it's a Zelda game. So I think I did.
Okay.
I went back and replayed some old ones, but I don't remember specifically this one.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the first Zelda game you played?
Ever?
Yes.
Ooh. It must have been Wind Waker.
Oh.
No, Wind Waker's like my first memory, but I feel like I've played before that.
You must have played Link's Awakening.
I did, Ocarina, but I don't think until after.
Ocarina of Time.
I don't think I played Ocarina of Time until I came to Nintendo. And you guys were like, you have to play it. And I was like, but it looks scary.
It is scary.
It looks scary?
Yeah. It is scary. It is scary.
One other thing that's not on this list, which at some point we can tease this.
Oh.
We will be playing the Super NES version of Mario RPG.
That's right.
Soon. Starting soon.
Yeah, we're going to stream all of it.
When? We don't know. We're going to stream the whole game.
The whole game. In preparation for...
Right. And we're going to get it done before the new version comes out.
Yeah. I've never played either. I mean, obviously not the new version. But
well, that's why I wasn't sure how you would react to this, because I thought you might say, well, I'll just wait for the new game.
No. I want to see, like, I think this would be good to play it back-to-back like this.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, I see what the differences are. And did you play Super Mario RPG?
I probably did.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I have like the worst memories.
I do too. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I must have played this game, but that game is one that I know I never owned and I never beat. Mm. So.
And we're going to be playing on the Super NES Mini.
Mini.
Which for the longest time I was like, gosh, this game is just not available. But then somebody reminded me, oh, it's on the Mini.
We have the Mini.
So I get to dust that off and break that off.
Find a way to connect all that
Well, that's
stuff
easy.
Together. That'd be fine.
That's fine.
But yeah, we have it on the Mini. We'll play it there.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Coming soon.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
On to the news.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
News. Got some stories here.
Ooh.
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 was announced over the weekend. It's coming out October 24th. Kind of a busy time for this game to be coming out, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
it's already getting pretty crowded.
Take a second thought about that. But here's stuff they're talking about. New campaign, new gameplay, new modes, and content. VR. Remember, that was something that the game did not have at all?
Oh, yeah, which is weird, because their characters have such iconic, like, voices.
They're saying that it was super bare bones.
You love.
Crossplay, new characters. And this, you know, this first original game, when it came out, got
did
people
really, well.
Really excited.
They were like, Smash Killer.
It
they
had
calling
a,
it a no. Smash
All
killer.
Of these games are always the Smash Killer.
But it isn't.
And they never are. Remember that other game, Multiversus, they like...
That they had, fell off a
well,
cliff.
They had the longest like beta for that ever. And they're like, well, we're just pulling that back. And it'll come back sometime.
And it never came back.
There's never going to be a Smash,
there's not a Smash
killer. I don't know. Part of me feels like it's... I guess Smash is its own genre in a way.
Yeah.
But I always feel weird when these games are like such
clones of that genre.
Copies of the genre. For reasons I can't totally explain.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that they're trying to capitalize on what works for Smash, having like this universe of characters from all of their IP, you know, having this fighting, you know, the fighting mechanics that are similar and stuff like that. But I don't know. Somehow there's like this unspoken magic for Smash that these other things just can't capture. I never actually played this game, so I wouldn't know. But I do like Nickelodeon, though.
Yes.
Like, I definitely grew up with Nickelodeon. And so a lot of these characters, you were just pointing out Invader Zim. Like, we grew up with these characters, mm-hmm. so.
There's that, even Bread Man from I know. Ren and Stimpy, from which Ren is like, wow, that's
old. Toast Man, excuse
oh, Toast Man, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What's his name again?
He's got some nice pecs.
But there were a lot of people at Nintendo who were into competitive Smash who were, like, ooh, yeah. all over this.
Yeah.
For a little while, and then totally. It fell off.
And it fell
I'm
off,
I'm always curious, yeah. like, the competitive Smash community... they seem very excited when there's, like, the prospect of a new game for them to play that right. is not Smash.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sick of Smash? Like, do you secretly dislike it, but you're just blessed like, to locked, be able to play it well?
Locked into mm-hmm. it.
And they seem to be like, oh, great, I don't have to play Smash anymore. This can be my new life.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm misreading that, but that's always the feeling I get when one of these games comes.
I don't know. I feel like there's so many... challenges with Smash, like also Nintendo's attitude towards the Smash community has just always been so fraught with, I don't know, like problems, I guess. Maybe they're just sick of that part of it. Like, I'm sure Nickelodeon won't be that mean to their community.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully. I don't think they would. Like, it's very Nintendo to just be like weirdly controlling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the part that they're
just make this a Ninja Turtles game. I'm just looking at Leonardo here. You got enough characters in Ninja
those,
Turtles.
Right?
I think they did attempt like a Smash-ish Ninja Turtles game a long time.
It was bad.
A lot of the Turtles games in the last 20 years have been bad.
I want a new Pokken tournament. That's what I want.
Oh, wow.
What does that have anything to do with this?
That's a better fighting game than all of
these. Than what?
Than this and Smash. Ooh. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Fighting words.
People are going to get mad.
Far afield here. There isn't even a new Ninja Turtles movie.
There is.
They don't have a game for that?
Where's the movie, the game?
I just ordered the 12-inch Raphael of the Mutant Mayhem version.
Oh, really?
I did that, yes.
That's cool. The art style is so cool.
I also
cool
ordered
movie.
The 12-inch throwback Raphael.
Oh.
But what about the Mikey?
I don't care about Mikey.
Well, I like Mikey.
Well, then get it yourself. You can have a little... Well, action figure battle.
No, I don't want to buy an action figure. What the heck? I don't room
get the
that.
12-inch one. The big one.
It's not aesthetic.
Tall?
It's extremely aesthetic.
You can fit it here. Yeah.
It's not gaming related.
Oh, that's right.
Capcom. There's some financial stuff that's been coming out.
One of our old Nintendo friends moved to Capcom. We congratulated him on his millions.
Now he's rich, apparently.
And he's buying his dinner next week.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Exciting stuff.
They have had 11 consecutive years.
Wow.
Of profit growth, which is quite amazing.
Way to go.
And they were also teasing that they'll have a new game out by the end of this fiscal year.
Which will sell millions.
In their words, quote, will sell millions.
What do you think it is?
Expectation management.
What do you think it is? Monster Hunter?
Has to be, right?
I think it's Monster.
It's got to be Monster. If you're going to spell millions, it's not going to be like Ghost Trick.
No.
Ace Attorney.
I want to play that.
That game is, you would love that game.
I think I would.
Play that next. That's short.
I'm going to do that.
That's if you were the Capcom, if you were the CFO of Capcom, you'd be like, yeah, we're going to make bank on this Ghost Trick too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember in like the Xbox 360 era, Capcom was really hurting. And it was like, yeah, this transition to HD games. It was for like a lot of Japanese developers were saying like, yeah, this was super hard. Like we were totally caught off guard by this generation. And then they finally got their footing back. And now they're kind of the golden child of, you know, Japanese developers that are not called Nintendo.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Some of the best IP too, you know, is out of Capcom. They have probably like number one, two on the IP front.
Yeah.
Too, you know, so...
But yeah, I do think that game is a Monster
it's
Hunter.
It's a Monster Hunter game.
Monster Hunter
Rise.
Ready
to go back to Monster Hunter? Heck yeah. Me too.
Monster Hunter Rise is done with all their updates.
They are.
So the time is right. And yeah, they've shown like, yeah, we can juggle games on Nintendo systems, on the other systems.
We have so much fun playing Monster Hunter games too.
Did you play Monster Hunter World?
I did not.
I never touched that. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. How come none of us ever got into that?
We played Rise, right?
We did play Rise. Yeah.
But World was the one on like PS4.
I don't think we played World. I think we were taking a Monster Hunter break after Rise.
Yeah.
We played it too much.
Yeah.
It was like every single day for like 8 months.
Yeah.
That was a little much.
It's on GeForce Now too.
There you go.
Great plug.
In case you just want to play.
We have no sponsors for this episode, by the way.
There you go. I'll be your sponsor.
I'm saying GeForce Now, you can sponsor an episode.
Yes, there you go.
That's my response to that. So the Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest was this weekend.
Fun.
And That looked like a, that did look like a fun
event. It looks fun. Like, it looks fun.
If we had ever played that game, that looked like that would be a fun event to go
true,
to.
True, true, true.
But they had this thing where they brought out the CEO of Square Enix and Phil Spencer on stage
to make a big announcement. Making the rounds.
Which mm-hmm. is whenever Final possible. Fantasy 14 is coming to Xbox next year. And the CEO made this vague statement saying they will bring their games to Xbox, quote, whenever possible.
What does that mean?
If I was Phil Spencer, I would have pushed for something a little more specific.
A little bit more concrete.
When I feel like it.
We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
But that's something. I mean, Phil has been talking pretty, like, I feel like in the last 6 months, he's been speaking pretty plainly about, like, wanting Square Enix and how they had some work to do to rebuild some relationships with Japanese developers. Mm. And I guess this is
maybe part of that campaign. Yeah.
It's hard to say if, like...
That's true. They kind of neglected Japanese developers in their like, crazy acquisition...
phase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it never feels good to get bought by a company where, like, your game is just going to flop in your home territory.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's always a consideration. But this feels like... I feel like this announcement had been made, like, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because there was a big thing on the Xbox 360, when it's like, oh, now we have Final Fantasy for the first time.
Right.
I think it was Final Fantasy 13 was the one. And it's like, all right, yes, everything Square does is multi-platform now, and then they just sort of retracted back, and we're just kind of reliving this moment again.
That's what I'm saying. The game industry, always cyclical. You're going to go around again.
Yeah.
We're going to go around again a couple more times, I think.
Do you think Final Fantasy 16 comes to Xbox? Or do you think Sony has that so locked down that it can't happen?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they might be a little bit longer. I think if they had something more concrete, they would have said it. But they don't. So that's why.
Well, they would have to give some sort of a window to the exclusivity.
Right, right. It's like how many months do you sit on this platform before you can come?
Right.
Yeah.
I experienced that when I worked at Konami with Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, okay.
Where that game was truly a PS3 exclusive at a time where everything was going multi-platform, and Kojima got so annoyed with he's like, how many times do I have to answer this question? Because they thought he was lying, or they thought he was like dodging the question.
Right.
And it ultimately was. Yeah, I sort of maybe feel the same way. I think they may have talked about a PC release for that, but in terms of Xbox, maybe that is off the table as part of that deal. We may never know, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
We did a poll because, you know, there's this financial news and there's talk of updated Nintendo financials and sales data this week. So we wanted to do a poll with our Patreon folks about this topic because it's something I'm always curious about. So the question we asked was, many video game fans enjoy predicting, discussing, and analyzing the sales results of their favorite games and companies. How do you typically engage with video game sales discussions? 4% of people said, I get competitive with it. Rooting for games and companies I like and against those I don't.
So
this is like the console war mindset. Only 4%.
Okay.
14% said, following video game sales is a fascinating part of the hobby that I can't do without.
Oh, interesting. It's part of the hobby.
So they're like super into just any sort of discussion around sales.
Interesting. That's kind of high, actually.
But not rooting against anybody.
Right, right. They just want to know
right.
the happenings.
32% said, I don't really care. I just want to have fun playing games. And 50%, so half of the people, my interest is limited to a small number of companies or games I care most about. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when we were working within Nintendo, we all dealt with the sales, you know, the sales cycle. You most of all, with all of the analyst stuff that you were doing back in the day and like all of those financials that we would have to report on all the time. Yeah.
Did you work on the financials announcements ever?
Not really. But I feel like Nintendo was so like, you know, we don't really care what's going on with other companies. You know,
yeah.
And it was just like, we just do whatever we want. So like, I would only deal with it like on the analyst side of it. But otherwise, it was just like, I can like pretend to ignore
your
it.
Your blinders are on.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we would have to deal with it with like, is this game meeting expectations?
Oh, right.
In a truly ridiculous way because
we
had, you know, a goal, we had a target, and we had
and
a stretch goal and a stretch target.
We would always like blow past the goal
right.
and then be like, actually, you're not meeting the stretch goal.
You've actually
failed.
And then we'd have to always do, what are those? PDCA plans.
Yes.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Because you failed.
If you failed, or if you do really well. Like, we got to keep the thing going, or you fail. You got to do better.
You thought you were done?
Always have to do
You're
it.
Wrong.
You're so wrong. You got to keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's different, though. But nowadays, I don't pay attention at all, honestly. Like, it's just, for me, like, the financial side of it feels more like, too much like work, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm more so just, like, playing games that look interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But there is something to it, though. You want your favorite game companies to be healthy and to be able to, like, sustain and make games in the franchises that you want, a franchise that you like to do well, so they'll make another game in that that kind of stuff. Like, I do root for them to, you know, I root for people to, like, buy it and for them to do well and stuff like that.
Tokyo Game Life says, I think having a basic knowledge of sales figures is an important aspect of following the gaming industry. Hard numbers are rarely talked about in a lot of gaming podcasts, which leads to misconceptions about the success of a game. The verdict on a game is given week one, but there's rarely any follow-up in terms of sales and discussion of why a game succeeds or fails. For example, a lot of people wrote off Nintendo Switch Sports, but it has sold nearly 9 million copies. Diving into sales figures gives a perspective on the greater gaming audience. That's true. There's no real... Now, like, NPD doesn't really share as much as they used to. People kind of extrapolate from bits and pieces that are out there, and sometimes it doesn't... Like the UK seems to be where stuff comes out, like, first
just
weekend.
Like a nebulous
And the UK does not represent the world. And we know UK is, like, a heavy PlayStation market, too.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Like, people can get worked up over, like, a very, honestly, small market.
That's true.
Medallion says, I am not a stockholder with any of these gaming companies. Sales are only interesting in whether it means something I liked will have a future, hopefully.
Oh, yes, exactly.
But the console warring side is kind of lame, to be honest, and I am not personally benefiting monetarily.
I wonder if we could pool our resources as ex-Nintendo people and become a stockholder, a shareholder.
We should.
This is the next Kit and Krista. We become advocate shareholders in Nintendo.
Yeah, like a trust.
Here we go.
That would be hilarious.
30% share.
We have a majority share.
Majority share.
Become majority shareholders of Nintendo.
Patreon tier.
There you go. Ooh, new tier. Stop.
We'll use that money to buy shares.
And we'll go to the meeting.
And we can go to the meeting and ask questions.
Ask troll questions.
Yeah.
Why was the lunch so bad?
Why do you look so dumb?
You can foot tap to your heart's content in the shareholder
meeting. They're not going to bust any sake open. It's going to be terrible.
You don't know. You've never been. Switching it up, underscore, says, I like seeing the sales results to see if a game I'm interested in has done well across the world. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm competitive or root against other companies, but I am happy when I see Nintendo doing well. This comes from how poor the Wii U times were, and I get nervous if the sales drop, we will see Wii U times again. The Wii U trauma, we're all still living it.
We're all still living it. Nintendo land, Wii U trauma.
I think we all wanted to leave at one point.
Yeah, because it was bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, so there was this rumor about the Switch successor, which we did a separate video on that if you're curious about that. And I saw a lot of people in our Discord like saying like I they were getting nervous about that. They're like, I need this transition to go well. I can't go through another Wii U generation.
Yeah, no, it's
like,
true.
Wow, this really did like scar people across the board.
You want your favorite gaming company to continue making like really good quality products for you to play and enjoy.
Right.
So I think we're all rooting for the same thing here, you know?
Right, right, right. All right, let's move on to our Q&A this week. A bit of a shorter Q&A because we already did a bunch of Q&A with Stephanie, but we got a handful of nice questions. Our first question is from Renana Rex. Hey, Kit and Krista and Stephanie. Do either of you have any hidden talents? It can be anything from sports to musical instruments. Have you ever shared any of these talents to anyone?
Can I tell them your hidden talent?
What is my hidden talent?
Do you know what it is?
I know what her hidden talent is.
I'm trying to think about what it is.
You? Are you kidding me? You are a black belt.
That's what I was
saying. Which one is it?
A martial arts
I am.
Black
expert?
Belt.
Maybe 10 years ago?
Sensei?
But you literally have a black belt.
I do, yes.
In what?
In taekwondo.
Okay.
Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. She could kick your butt.
I hope I can try, too.
That's
I can defend myself,
flying
I think.
Kicks?
That's a pretty cool
that, yeah.
talent.
High kicks?
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool talent. I think that's pretty awesome.
That is very cool.
Thank
What's
you.
My talent?
I don't know.
We'll do a free challenge. You do hits.
I don't know.
You don't know any of my talents?
I have a weird one to share.
Okay.
I can do this thing where I can like twist my tongue into a knot. So I'll do it.
Oh, I can do that too. I was going to say that's my hit.
Let me see.
Wow.
How do you do it?
Oh, theirs look kind of different.
I can't. Oh.
See, can you even, you can't even do this one.
No, I can't.
Or you
do
just
that.
Wrap
I
it.
Can't?
See, I've, so I've read.
Am I doing
now
it?
Now you're just spitting.
Am I doing, no, okay.
No.
So I've heard that that's like a genetic thing, where
ew.
It's like some people just can and some people
really?
Can't.
Oh.
What's with your tongue?
You got a bad tongue. Wow, that's amazing that you can do that too.
I can,
that's so
yeah.
cool. It can make like a flower
okay.
pattern
yeah.
with
right.
your tongue. Okay.
And I've seen people that can also do like one other layer. That's too far for me.
That, ooh, no.
I can't
ooh.
Do that.
Oh, mm-mm. Wow. Okay, well that's...
Your hidden talent?
My hidden talent. I don't know.
Singing. Well, everyone knows that, so.
It's not hidden.
Yeah.
Is that hidden?
Yeah, I used to sing.
You gotta have one hidden talent at least.
I'm sure know. You have plenty.
You make candles?
I do make...
That's pretty boring.
That's not really what... I don't do that.
Well, if you don't say it, I'm going to come up with it for you.
I have one, too, for you.
What is it?
You can wear high heels, like, through E3. Like, nobody can
oh,
do that.
Oh, that's true.
That
I have no feeling
talent.
In my foot.
Lost feeling in your life.
I have lost feeling in my feet.
Great.
Because I've worn high heels my whole life. That's a good one.
That is
I have, like,
one.
Barbie feet. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just permanently...
Yeah. It's comfortable for you, too.
Tiptoed. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. That's good. That's
okay.
Good. Okay.
Interesting.
Wait, what was yours?
The tongue.
No, but about her.
He doesn't know.
I don't know.
He doesn't care.
What?
Interesting grab bag of hidden talents. Truly useless. Well, maybe for you. You can defend yourself.
I'll defend both of you guys.
Not so good. Hey, mugger, look at this.
Okay,
and then I run away.
I can run away in the heels.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's fine.
You can throw
yes,
it at them,
good.
Too. That can be used as a weapon. It's fine.
The Natrix is next. Hey, guys, have you ever dealt with feelings of awkwardness at work?
All the time.
Or elsewhere. I chose this because you're going to be here. For example, have you ever said something to a coworker and had the immediate thought of, I can't believe I just said that? How did you cope? Thanks. Now, we should say, you are Stephanie of Poopy Chair fame. Pantsaroon fame.
Pantsaroon.
So I think you are uniquely equipped
yes.
to talk
answer
about
this question.
Yes. I mean, I deal with this like on a daily basis, I feel like. I can't believe I just said that.
Me too.
I don't know. I feel like it's every day.
What do you mean you too?
I do this.
It's just you and me.
Like, no, but like
you
back
care.
Then. But I don't care. You're
yeah.
right. I used to care and then I stopped caring.
Yeah. I learned that from you.
To care less
yeah.
about what people think of you.
Mm-hmm.
You should. You should just say
yep.
what you need to say.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that. I think that's very normal, though. Like, when
yeah.
you're in, like, that kind of setting, like, that just happens. That's
mm-hmm.
human nature, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. What have... There was that one meeting, remember, when we were in a meeting with HR, and they're talking about inner office relationships, and...
Ooh, this sounds like
there was
spicy.
Two people that were in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
And then it wasn't any of us that said
no.
this, but like the person that was giving the seminar was like, when should you have a inner... Like, is it okay to have an inner office relationship? The answer is yes,
mm-hmm.
you can. You need to like do this stuff to disclose it or whatever
yeah.
with your HR rep. But there was one person just blurted out in this meeting of like, it was like 20 people
yeah,
or so.
I think so.
She was like, never! And the people that were in the relationship were in the room. So that was pretty awkward. We,
yeah.
we definitely had some awkward moments.
Big yikes.
Yeah.
That's pretty far on the awkward scale.
That's pretty far.
My feeling is like, you know, you think it's awkward because you're very focused on yourself, but
yep.
I think most people are just extremely checked out and like aren't paying attention to much in general. So like, if you're in a meeting and you say something, it's like, oh, I could have done better. It's like, nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Ew.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I have
yeah.
like an exercise I do in my head when I feel anxious like that. Because I feel like I notice like a lot of details all the time, like walking around or the things that people say. But I always try to think back like, you know, whenever you have a cringe moment, right? And then kind of similar, like you think back to just yesterday, even just yesterday. Like, can you remember anything that somebody said that was awkward? No.
Right.
You can't. Even though you know you're paying attention, you just don't remember.
Like,
so no one else is paying attention to you.
Unless it involved like pants are ruined.
Yeah.
Like it's like
are we gonna sell that story? Because that makes me sound really
we've already
bad.
Told it.
Oh, okay.
We got your consent apparently.
This sounds so bad.
Wait, I don't think we told it.
We did.
I think you guys
it's
have.
It's a prank. We did
oh,
think about
pranks.
Pranks.
Have, yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. pranks.
Yeah.
I think your pants weren't actually ruined.
No,
it was
they
just
were
a joke.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't make you look
also,
bad.
Also, you can just embrace it. Like, when I had my Amiibo moment, it's like, that is hilarious. And it's like, it actually gets worse if you're like, no, that didn't happen, or oh, that was somebody else's fault. It's like, who cares? Just embrace it.
That's true.
Make that
you
your profile
calm
picture.
Calm and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess if you said something really bad to somebody and they were offended, you should just apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And then just, like, get it out of the way.
Right.
Right?
Tuscoob asks, hi, Kit and Krista, how do you do with the impending remakes of games? if a remake of a game is announced, do you immediately go play the original so you can eventually see what changed, or do you avoid all information from the original so the remake is a completely fresh new game to you? Does this depend on how long out the remake is? If it's announced without a release date or is over a year out from release, does that change things? Thank you for your insight.
Yeah, that's a good question because we were just talking about Mario RPG.
Right.
Like, for this game in particular, I'm actually totally fine with, like, reliving the original and then playing the remake so that I know, like, what the differences are and stuff. I think that would be fun. But, like, a game like Resident Evil, that when that remake came out, like, I did not go back and play, like, the original Resident Evil, you know? And I wanted to experience it almost fresh because it's been so long since I played that game. So it was basically like a new game to me. So I think it's different every time.
Stephanie?
I don't think I've ever done this. I mean, it's interesting. Like, I've gone back and played older games but just to play the original, but not because a remake was coming out.
Not to prep for a remake.
Yeah. You would just play the remake. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, normally I don't do this either because I would feel like I just experienced that. Why would I do it again?
Okay.
Unless it's like a completely, they're doing something to make it a completely different experience. So that's why I was so curious about your take on Mario RPG, because I really thought when I suggested that, like, no, I don't want to spoil it. I mean, who knows? You could still change your mind and be like, well, I just played that. I don't want to play it again.
No bad of this stream with you.
You could.
Not do it.
Yeah.
And not watch it.
Everything is a spoiler.
I don't care about that as much.
All right. Last question is from Zelgaroth. And again, I picked this specifically because I knew Stephanie would be here. Hello, Kit and Krista. I'm wondering, do you use Dandori in your current business or daily lives? Does anyone at Nintendo use Dandori? Also, what is Dandori?
What is it?
Do you watch that Pikmin trailer that they did about Dandori? Well, it's a thing that they were talking about a lot for Pikmin 4, I guess. It's like, it sounds boring to me, but I think people really like it. But it's basically the art of multitasking, I think. Is that right? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
And I guess the game has those, like, Dandori battles, where it's basically, like, the idea of, like, how efficiency can you multitask to get the best score.
Oh, that's so stressful.
Which sounds very stressful.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I think one of the reasons, we've all talked about how, like, that is not necessarily an appealing thing in a video game for us, because I think, like, this so was our life every single day.
It still is my life. It's probably your life now, too. You're probably multitasking all the time. Mm-hmm.
But especially so at Nintendo, I think, like, where it was, like, such a small number of people that it's, like, I actually don't want to do this when in my, like, relaxation time. I just want to, like, zone out.
And, right.
Because, like, even in, like, a meeting, like, nobody could ever just sit and listen to the meeting.
Right.
You had to do, like, 19 other things.
Something else to do. Like, you're always working on a plan when you're in a meeting, when you're doing something else and doing something else.
So your attention was constantly divided.
Yeah.
Like, several different ways.
Yeah.
Until somebody put their foot down and said, you cannot have a laptop in our team meeting, which was extremely divisive.
But then, like, a month later, they're like, now you can figure out.
I know, because they had to do it, I bet, you know.
Do you remember that? It was literally like a month later. It's like, actually, we're doing away with this rule. You can bring your laptop again.
Got it.
It's like, okay.
It had it with these Gen Z shenanigans.
The rate of emails at Nintendo, do you think that was like overboard?
Oh my gosh.
I think it's like that everywhere.
Is it like that your job?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what has been so great for us, is like being able to devote your time to something other than an email.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad. Yeah, the meetings and the emails, man. That is a time suck.
Yes.
From doing real work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you had to Dandori all the time.
Right.
And I think as women, we had to be so polite in our emails, and we'd have to spend time to word them nicely. I remember you got dinged on that.
I did.
Really?
I know. Yes.
You're too mean in your emails.
I was too curt in my emails. I was like, I was just trying to get the point across. Like,
exactly.
I need this from you. Thank you. That's not being too curt. That's just being, I don't have time for these niceties.
Exactly.
In the beginning of
time
emails.
For correct spelling.
Dearest sir, please do find attached.
Email finds you well.
To whom
this
it may
concern.
Like, who has time for that?
No.
Not Jane Austen, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think maybe though, like, that is a reason. It is so ingrained in the work experience that maybe they were like, oh, we can translate our experience working here into this game.
And
they're,
no,
maybe they've got the twisted mind. We're like, this is fun.
Yeah, but, because they spent like 80 hours a week doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I like in Pikmin 4, like, the new approach is like, yeah, if you wanted to go nuts with the Dandora, you can. Like,
but you don't have to do them.
The insane efficiency is not required because there's no, like, overarching time limit.
Right.
So I reject Dandori when I'm playing them.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Should we do a three-person reading of all the names?
We need to know, we need to get our order.
I didn't prepare for this.
We need to get our order.
Just read the names.
Just read the names.
But, I mean, what if I mispronounce them?
It happens every time.
It happens every week.
What is our order going to be?
You, me, Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay. We're starting with our Patreon superstars, and we have a new superstar, and we have some people who are coming up on the one-year anniversary of being a superstar.
Wow!
Our one-year class.
Our super, super, superstars.
It's incredible. Thank you for your support.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
But here we go. Aaron Hash.
Ben Eichhorn.
Maru Mayhem.
Eigenverse.
Kiss My Flapjack.
Mike Chin.
No, you messed it up. She's Mike Chin.
The muscle memory.
Mike Chin.
Mr. Rogers.
Roy Eskey.
Switching It Up _.
Cephazon.
Oh. The Shark Among Men.
VGM Life. I was going to try to pronounce that.
Link, the Hero of Winds.
Angela Bycroft and her pig Molly.
Turbo Charge Nerd.
Thomas O'Rourke.
Kyle LaBeouf.
Christopher Lara.
Simon.
Oh, no.
Oh, you gotta do it now.
Frederick Oof Conradson.
That was good. Andrew Uhas.
And Chili.
Okay. Oh, your dog, Chili?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I wish. Chili was a superstar. Okay, now I gotta
maybe
do
it. Maybe one day we could read your name off of this list.
I will.
Maybe. Producer Stephanie.
Maybe one day. Producer Stephanie. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you have any close friends that are in the One Up Club or superstars?
Me?
You don't really have close friends in real life.
Though. I do. What? I have someone in here, but I'm not going to out them.
I have multiple.
Oh.
I have several. I'm just saying.
Is it Mad Dog?
So I think they like me. I think they like me better
than Fart 360.
Then your friends like you. All right. One Up Club. I guess I'm going to start it?
Yeah, we do the same way.
Okay. Aaron Burgundy.
Adam and Ansley.
Ajon Malari.
Ali Alejandro.
Alexandra Pratt.
Astro Dev.
Dad Moon Horizon.
Benji B.
Oh, book 'em, Dano.
Brad SF56.
Brooke Obscura.
Brookie Kazooie.
Brewstash.
Chelly Squirrel.
Christopher Lay.
Captain Alex.
Crimcat.
C. Roper 17.
Daniel Colt.
Daniel Phillips.
Doxin.
No!
Oh no! I keep messing it up.
Doxin.
Dolce.
Dino Punch.
Elite Peach.
Elix 780.
S. Bart's 50.
I get it. Bart Priest 69.
Furbound.
Fernie and Jess Forever.
Fox Deploy.
Fred Rossi.
Garrett Hallfish.
Garth the Wolf.
Gartooth.
G-Sun 101.
Ian Shea.
Iris Marin.
Jay Rando.
Jabroni Joanne Z.
JBJ.
Jeffrey Hernandez.
Oh. Jerry 92602.
Jesse Hernandez.
John Responte.
Jonathan Rowe.
Jordan Collette.
Jordan Hemmerly.
Joseph DeHays.
Joshua Clements.
Juji Fruit.
Just Control.
Justin Leminger.
Cairo Trigger.
Kawa 2796.
Keith Kwan.
Kelp Shake.
Kevin Delane.
Kilo Kibo.
Chris Yu.
Christopia Party With Me.
Kyle Gamer Barry Rookie.
Kyle Kretzer.
Kyler Nelson.
Linnell Stickman.
Lennis Sullivan.
Lit.
Luminous.
Mad Dog 5981.
Marky Man 64.
Mecha Dragon 101.
Megan.
Oh, Michael Cravens.
Michael Rios.
Mikey.
Motomania.
Mr. Andy Palm.
Mr. Beans and Dip.
MSM Poke Gamer.
Mytran.
Nasir.
Nathan Burkhart.
Nick E.
Ninja 11.
Panda Buns.
Pangy. Oh, I know.
That's what you do. You don't take Pangy away from me. Pangy.
Paul C. Pace.
Oh, Paul Gale Network.
Prime Factor.
Prince Charmless.
Ooh. Reaver.
Rain Tech.
Renee Rivers.
Rio The One.
RJ Kern.
Rob Osborne.
Rocks.
Rianetta.
Sam Neeland.
Sharif Jackson.
Shinryu.
Slowbro.
Shrews.
Silly Ferret.
SJ Sharky 777.
Snozzle.
Spicy Munchkin.
Steel Citrone.
Tales of Link.
Tech Magic.
Terra Storm.
Thomas Alvarez.
Three Rivers.
Topher Schmofer.
Oh, Travis Torline.
Tug's Puppy Bear.
Tuscoop.
Tyler Goosey. Goose. Sorry.
That's us.
Video Game Stupid.
Oh, Virid underscore Ian.
We got a message. It's Viridian.
Oh, yes. Oh, Viridian. Sorry.
Virtual Bot.
Weeb Kingdom.
Wicked Davy.
Will Johnson.
Zudaverf.
Zelgareth.
Zapatty.
Zoroid.
That was more fun than I thought.
See? Wow, it's fun,
right?
That's
actually really fun.
You remember the name Paul Gale, right?
Yes, yeah. Paul Gale always showed up at E3, gave us lovely trophies.
We had just meeting upon meeting to discuss it.
I don't know why.
He's awesome.
He was so nice and sweet.
Yes.
I don't know what was there to handle. Is it because he's buff? They were scared of him?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, they get threatened.
That's it.
We didn't talk about it in Games We're Playing, but we had our monthly meetup this weekend.
We played Everybody Wants You Switch,
which was...
I mean, that game was...
Was there milking? I have...
No milking. No. So we played it with our community, and I think that you were saying this too, the sheer number of people saved it and made it fun.
Yeah.
But if you were playing with like one other person, that is bad.
No, yeah.
Bad.
That's what it looked like in the trailers. Always showing like a ton of people playing. You're like, I don't have
but
that
the
many
games
people,
are so normally. Lazy. It's like... Just literally bingo.
Bingo, oh. Yeah.
And then, like, weird quiz questions.
I thought it was weird that they...
Were they trying to be like a Jackbox?
Yes.
But not as good.
But they had, like, here's one set of games you can only play with a Joy-Con when you're you have a small group that's together. But and then when you switch to a phone, it's like, here's a whole other set of games where you're like, take a picture of something.
It's
like, oh. Okay.
But all the games felt like either games you'd play in a retirement home.
Oh, no.
Or games you would play as, like, a corporate icebreaker.
Oh.
That's what it all felt like. It was bad.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. And kid had to buy it and everything.
Yeah, I had to buy it.
That's so weird.
It's so sad.
You have to buy games now.
I know. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much, Stephanie, coming on to the podcast and revealing all of our deep, dark secrets.
I still have more.
Oh, no. Episode.
This recovery for you is going to be a challenge.
No, it's not. I don't think I did anything bad.
No, not at all.
Anyways, join us, please. We have tons of exclusive content, as we were talking about in the beginning, on patreon.com/Kit and Krista. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our wonderful Patreon community members for making all of this possible.
Yes, and if you are watching on video, you can go ahead and subscribe to this channel, give this video a thumbs up, and also leave us a comment. We read each and every comment. And if you are listening on audio, you can also go ahead and subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating and also leave a written review. Thank you.
Yes, and the socials. I'm still going to call it Twitter because I cannot call it X.
Do not call it X.
We're on Twitter.
Yep.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and Threads. Follow us there, please. All right. We're going to wrap it up. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.